The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and there's a lot of sports going on, but first we're going to party because that's what we do on a Friday Friday. Let's get it going. It's the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
Yeah,
for
baby!
A Friday, Friday. Yay. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, a cast of thousands, including the legendary Josh Innes.
Hi.
For the first happy hour here as we do it on a Friday, Friday.
The first happy hour?
No, I mean, the first hour is the happy hour.
Oh, okay.
I say he's going to be around for an hour, theoretically.
Give or take, yeah.
That's the plan.
Ish, we like to say.
If you want to get in...
Depends on how bad the booze is. Sometimes he's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, brother. I can't handle it.
Well, I've had enough of this.
I hope we have found some really awful booze, but...
I'll tell you, you've got the worst looking booze.
Well, you know what? This is all your fault, AJ, because I got the coconut vodka, and you're, oh, that sounds delicious. So I'm like, okay, fine. We're not going to do that then.
I'm not going to lie. This looks good, actually. I want it. This might help my gout.
It says it's made from trees.
This is Toby 60.
Lemons and trees.
And let me tell you how this came about. I went to, shout out to the Downtown Specs, which
Toby
is...
Toby or
you
know, Toby?
Which
Toby
is the only Specs, really, in the world. Talking about they Midtown call, Specs?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, the mothership.
Yeah, that's like the best spec.
They call it Toby?
Tubi.
It looks like Tubi.
Okay. Yeah, Tubi 60. It's an Israeli drink.
I thought maybe you were speaking Yiddish.
Nope, can't do it.
Oh.
I do know a few words. But,
right, don't you stop. Maybe that was...
So I go in there and I tell the guys, listen, I need a crappy shot. And it needs to be worse than the tobacco vodka that you guys sell.
Oh, good luck.
And that's what he said. He said, that doesn't exist. But he says, if you want to do something other than vodka, I've got something for you. I said, perfect. So he walks me over and guess what he shows me? Malort. And so
they have Malort in Midtown?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And when he did that, I'm like, okay, this guy knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. And then he showed you Aquavit. And then,
he didn't do Aquavit, but
we've already had all those.
Yeah, but he did say this 2B60 is awful.
Okay.
And so it's made in Israel. Somebody actually suggested this a few weeks ago, and yeah, you know, we didn't know. I mean, Aaron didn't really write it down because we didn't think we could get it. But apparently it's available. It's not cheap either. So I hope everybody enjoys this really crappy shot, knowing that it cost me more than I wanted to pay for crappy shots.
You know
shots.
What? I have high aspirations. I think this is going to be delicious. That's my bold prediction of the day. This is going to taste good. And it might climb to number one in our in the power rankings.
Over the ghost
the ghost tequila. Pepper. I've got high hopes, and I'm not trying to oversell this here. This right here.
I don't feel good about that.
I feel great about it.
No, you should have seen it before we had to shake it up. It had sediment at the bottom of it.
I'm fine with that.
And he also brought it in, and it was hot. Like, it had been sitting in a car in Houston, Texas for about 5 hours hot. So I threw it in the freezer for a little bit to at least make it not taste like a bottle.
It does say serve chilled.
Well, we are currently at 284. We need you guys to get to 300, so Tyler will come back here and dome this pumpkin spice stout. It is 24 ounces of 9.5%, 19 ounces, okay, of 9.5% ABV pumpkin spice stout.
Which sounds delicious if you're not chugging it or shotgunning it, right? Like, that sounds like a good beer I'd drink, especially if it were like a chill, like fall evening, like a Friday night.
Like tonight.
Yeah, exactly like
tonight.
Well,
here we are.
By the way, tree extracts. Like, what is tree extract?
Like, you know when there's some trees when you put your hand on it and you get that sticky stuff on your hand?
Sap?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Or it could be leaves. It could be bark. It could be any of those.
It could be.
We don't know what, but that's the.
It could be lumber.
Yeah.
That is also a tree extract.
There is wood in this shot. Actually, that's how you're supposed to serve it, is with little wood pellets at the bottom of the glass. Yeah. That really helps the taste.
All right, we're at over 300, so come on in here, Tyler. Let's get it kicked off right. Aaron, hit the music, baby.
All right.
Come on.
Oh,
no. What an idiot.
Here we go. Woo! Go!
Don't get that all over the floor. It's a stout.
Oh, boy. What a man!
Yeah!
Yeah, I know why women make love to that man. Look at him. Boy, that's a man right there.
Oh!
And his mustache and everything.
Look at that mustache.
Oh, that's a man's man right there.
All right, Nick. You're up first because you are down a drink. Nick, miss, Jack over here too, right? Come on over here. We got a new guy.
And he's wearing a Stars hat. That goes totally against our bet. Did you end up betting that today?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so did I.
I did not. I can't bring myself to bet Vancouver tonight just because the Knights have outplayed them the entire series.
Yeah. New guy gets to have last week's shot.
Oh,
all
that's
right, come on back.
Yeah, that's the.
Oh, we got some aquavit for Jack too. He's missed out on that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That stuff's actually good.
The aquavit?
No, the ghost tequila. The aquavit? No. It should be called aquavelva is what it should be called.
That's the best one we've had. Here you go. Well, I'll help you wash that down, Jack.
I think we're going to have AD come in and install some handheld mics so we can talk to people all while they're doing
these shots.
There's
the aquavit. It goes well with pickled herring if you have any. All right. Well, you'll just have to do it raw.
Oh, boy. He looks like a Stars fan.
How's that one? He doesn't like that one as much.
Oh, no.
It's a little bit more bitter.
Dr. Will is here.
Oh, boy.
Juggalo Trey is here. Nick, where's Nick Sharara? He's our bartender. So let's do shots for everybody.
Maybe we should do the one that's not going to suck as much first.
What do you mean?
Well,
the coconut vodka?
Yeah, should we do that first? No, let's do the bad stuff.
Yeah, let's do the bad stuff first.
Oh, the Stars.
Stars just tied it.
Damn. We're up to 390 on Twitch. People love to see us drink bad booze.
Oh, but when we're breaking down the Rockets game,
nobody cares.
You? If you can't love us at our worst, you don't deserve us at our best. Hot take.
This music gets me crunk, man. Right, fill it up to the blue line. Top of the blue line is a shot. Don't be a punk ass, Nick. If you were the bartender in Vegas, if the bartender in Vegas shorted you, you'd say, hey. You'd reach across the table, grab him by his collar, and say, hey, pal.
Hey Pally.
I've seen it before. I've drank with Nick in Vegas.
And it's back again.
That's right. It's on rotation, baby.
Yeah.
We're still here, damn it.
I feel like not everybody can hear Andrew WK in the room, so I'll crank it up for you guys so you guys can get in the party mood too. So we've okay. Nope. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 2, 5, 7, and Tyler and Aaron. I think that makes 9. Alright, boys.
Tyler,
hey, Aaron, it's shot doing time.
Here you go, Frederick.
Oh. Thank you.
Smell it.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Oh, wait, I take everything back.
It smells awful.
This is not good. What is this?
It smells a little bit like urine.
Oh, it does. I don't want to do this. I said, I had optimism for this. I am totally
wrong.
It
smells awful.
All right.
Trey, you want to double?
Oh,
no,
God.
Do not be doubling, Trey.
Happy hour, boys.
I don't want to have to be the adult again.
Oh, my God. Really wasn't that bad.
What?
Josh finished his.
Interesting.
Well, you know what? It starts off okay, but then that aftertaste is like, I mean, what is that? Like,
actually, Trey, grab the mic. So what did you say it tasted like?
It kind of tastes like somebody who threw up orange juice.
It tastes exactly like that.
Yes.
It's like if you have GERD.
No, you know what it is?
Oh, dear.
It's you throw up orange juice, and then you go brush your teeth.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you throw up orange juice again.
Oh.
Okay, where's this ranked then, boys?
No.
Careful.
Second to last.
Third to last.
I don't know. I think I it's not as bad as the tobacco or the Malort.
You're right. I think you're right.
I think it's better than... Or no, I think Malort is better than this.
Nah, I respectfully disagree, sir.
I think this is better than Aquavit.
Yes.
Which is worse than Malort. So... It still hurts in my... It's gross.
It's awful.
So I'm going to still say this is the best shot.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. This is
the
tequila.
By the way, Intern Charles is coming in there. He wants a shot.
Who is?
Intern Charles.
Oh.
How old is Intern Charles?
He's got a...
All right.
Let's check the ID. I don't want any liability issues here.
Well, give me a fresh cup.
We'll do it. We'll do it after the break.
How many shots, Intern Charles? One.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You gotta do two.
It's a Blitz on ESPN.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm not even sure that was anywhere near the worst one now that I think about it.
No, I don't think it was too bad.
It's not the worst, but it's bad at first.
It hits you hard.
The first hit of it is bad.
And, it's certainly not the best. I think it's squarely in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
But the first, it does taste like you threw up orange juice and then brushed your teeth.
Trey, like, he has all the right words.
That's not the worst taste, though.
The citrus in it actually tasted very good.
Yeah, it made it bearable.
What'd you guys think of the tree extract?
I didn't get notes of that, so I don't know.
There's no sawdust or pine cones.
I think to really get that, you have to swish it around and spit it back into the cup, and that's how you really get the notes.
I think that's the way.
The hints of it.
That's not COVID friendly.
All right. We've got a new addition to Happy Hour. Intern Charles is here. Come on back on the camera. Charles is a very large black man.
He's not joking.
Thank God there's no police here.
Like a trap.
Charles, you're not on camera. Come on. There we go.
No.
Is he?
You're way behind. Oh, refresh your browser.
It's dude.
Yeah, he's on. You're fine.
All right. I'm not gonna stick out, man. This is like, listen, you're our token black intern. Everyone knows that.
Boy, poor Trey.
Trey's our token redhead.
What did you think of that?
Man, you got to be careful, you know? It's 2020.
We're talking about the shot. What do you think of the shot?
Oh, do the shot.
Do the shot.
Okay,
right.
What? All right.
Here we go, baby.
The shot. The shot.
I think it's aggressive.
Charles almost immediately puked.
And I didn't realize.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
He's doing it in the same cup?
If Charles does this, I'm going to be like...
Wash that down.
It's like I'm front row at a Gallagher concert here.
Yeah, just throw up towards AJ. That's all I ask.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, what do you think of that, Charles?
Which one, the first one or the second?
Which one was better?
The second one.
Whoa, wow. Oh, Aquavit.
Vote for Aquavit.
He didn't almost upchuck the second
that's
one.
That's impressive. Wow.
But that's clearly a man that has never had Malort. So.
Well, thank you, Charles.
I think we need to keep a supply of Malort here in studio at all times. So when somebody goes, oh, that's not bad. Okay,
there's
cool.
Let's try this
one. Or it's a punishment. Malort is a punishment for things.
Yeah. There's Charles. Charles, he's my African American. That's. That's still the greatest Trump quote of all time, is what he says. My African American.
Oh, God. Trey, how do you feel about this?
Trey, is Charles going back? Oh, you're not going back to answer phones, are you? No one's calling during happy hour.
Yeah, we're not taking calls during happy hour.
Just sit down and enjoy yourself.
You others
friend.
Can be miserable.
Yeah.
The first one did? So the first shot tasted like sadness. The second shot tasted like anger.
Wow.
All right. Well,
he's an emotional guy.
It pairs well with pickled herring and pork with pickles. If you
enjoy either of those,
that
you're in good
pairs
shape.
Well with rage. Apparently,
the rage comes from having to eat pickled herring.
Oh God.
Why is my Twitch not working? We've got 423 Twitchers. Look at you guys.
Yeah, well, they're all really mostly here to see Trey.
I think a lot of them are.
Somebody called today and asked if Trey could just become a permanent part of my show, and I said, well, friends, I'm not even a permanent part of my show, so
just give.
We'll work on that, and then we'll see where we go
from
there.
Let's say we give Trey 20% of your salary.
Wait, did you take 20?
Take 15.
15% of it. Oh, here we go.
You're a horrible haggler.
You're part of the team.
I'll take nothing of it. Well, then we're even.
All right, and Trey is on camera. I guess Twitch has shut me down, Pinche Pancho Villa. I'm afraid they have gone away from me. It works barely. My browser
again.
Keeps encountering an error.
I think they took it literally when I called you Alex Jones Hoffman.
Hey!
I think they shut you down.
You do a pretty good Alex Jones, I will say.
Let's hear your Alex Jones, Trey.
Hang on, let me get into character.
You do a pretty good Boo Boo Bear.
Listen here, everybody. This is Alex Jones here on the Blitz. It's happy hour.
No, this is Juggalo Alex Jones, you're going to say.
It's happy hour. I'm tired of all the globalists. So I joined the happy hour here with the guys. And
now there's all this echo and
that's
I can't
pretty,
focus.
That's pretty solid.
That's not bad, though. That's not
I
bad at all.
I'll eat your ass.
Yeah.
Say I'll eat your ass.
I'm not going to say
I'll eat your ass. Like Alex Jones.
Okay, hang on. Let me get into the character.
I will
again.
Eat
Juggalo
your
Alex
ass.
Jones. Come on.
Listen here, I will not hesitate to eat your ass.
I like it.
I can't. I love you.
By the way, that was Alex Jones who said
that was
not
Juggalo
me.
Alex Jones.
I want you to live with me. I want you to live in my home with me and my wife and my dog.
Do you have Fox Sports 1?
Right. Jerry Falwell
I
Jr.
I do have Fox Sports 1. If that's all it takes. And you laugh like Chucky. God, can you, I can imagine, waking up in the middle of the night and just hearing that laugh. I'm like, oh, God. It's Juggalo Chucky.
That's my excited laugh.
Okay, we talked about this. A lot of people missed the, maybe some of you didn't hear the last segment of Josh's show.
Yeah.
But we were discussing what famous people Josh would allow Jilly to bang.
Yes. Juggalo Trey is there.
He's on the list.
Yeah, he is on
I'm
the
not
list.
A celebrity.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, Chief.
There's 416 people watching on Twitch who think otherwise.
Shout out to Beaumont.
So now, do you want to make love to Josh's wife?
I'm okay.
You've got permission.
I've granted you permission.
I appreciate you.
And the good thing about Trey, when he has sex, he doesn't finish. He's there to please the lady. He's not he's there
Aaron
for himself.
Aaron is given the cut sign.
I'm saying keep going. This is awesome.
Oh, we're good. Did you cut the music? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, you think people are tired of Andrew WK?
I was just going to wait until we do the next shot in the next segment.
Well, I mean, I guess we can do that. Well, yeah, we're about to go to break, I guess. Next segment, we're going to do a shot of coconut vodka, which Fred thought was disgusting, but I've seen women pay $200 for bottle service with coconut vodka in Vegas. So, it can't be that bad.
We also,
we got
pineapple juice. We can mix it. We'll be good.
Yeah.
I got some Dr. Peppers.
Trey has some Dr. Peppers, although he got really mad because someone stole his Dr. Peppers.
Yeah, I don't think it was anybody in this room, but...
No, you pretty much accused people in this room. Let's
but
be honest.
If y'all have one, it's okay. Just don't drink all of them. That's all I ask.
That's all Trey's asking.
Please don't eat my Devour TV dinner that's in the freezer.
You have a TV dinner in the freezer?
Well, not anymore. I ate it, but...
What was it?
It was an apple and macaroni. It was like bacon and apple smoked bacon and macaroni, and I put some Tommy Saturays on it.
I think Tony Shesh,
Tony,
not Tommy. Yo, Tommy Chatcheries. I know. Then you said
you
that,
mean
that
Tommy,
was mine.
Tommy
you
Lauren.
It was mine.
It's yours,
Tommy
Lauren. Right?
I put some Tommy Lauren's on it, and I'm just
everybody
like Jay
says
Cutler.
She's hot, but so she's not Cutler. Really all that hot.
Would you rather have sex with Jilly or Tommy Lauren?
Ooh. Oh boy.
I'm going to say...
Both Josh and Jay
Tommy
Cutler
Lauren,
get to watch.
I don't want to make Josh mad.
Josh gave you permission. Jay Cutler has not.
Yeah, that's true.
What's he going to do? Try and throw some interceptions to intimidate
Josh
me?
Josh wants you to do this, and you're being a coward.
With his wife?
Yes! Yeah. No. I'm what you call a cuck.
Please don't say that.
He is.
Don't call yourself that.
Have you seen Indecent Proposal?
You're not a cuckold, Josh.
I will offer you a money I don't have. I'll offer you an IOU.
Offer him 15% of your salary again.
And Dr. Pepper. All of the Dr. Pepper you want.
I do
want.
Like Dr. Pepper.
Not just a case, like a flat. Like a giant, like
a pallet.
Where are you going to find that?
Sam's Club.
Dublin.
That's a good point. Sam's
or
Club.
Or Dublin, Texas. And I'm going to go into the warehouse and get it all for you.
I've got
a
great
idea.
I think
Jilly's agreed to this.
We'll go into Costco without
She's
masks.
She's a woman. She has no rights. This is Trump's America. I have sold her off like I will sell off any daughter I ever have as well. I'm the one that crossed
what
the line.
What a horrible
today.
Person!
Here come the letters.
I'm the jokester.
Look
that
how bad
the line.
He is! Oh, I'm cutting his salary.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should.
Are we on break?
We're going to break.
We're about
now.
To go yes. to break, but first,
yes.
First, I have to tell you about. A couple of us have some interest in this hockey game because of my bookie,
Fred. Let's be honest. Whoever gets live reads during happy hour, that's like a bonus. I think more people listen to our show during happy hour than any other time when we're mindlessly talking about sports or, you know, butt jokes. Like, this is
And we do a lot of butt jokes.
We do a lot of butt jokes.
Many, many butt jokes.
But I feel like it's like a bonus for my bookie. And well, speaking of bonuses, don't they have one?
Yes, they have a sign-up bonus. Well played.
I'm so played. What? I'm so good. Walking out now.
I'm so good at this game! You can't guard me!
You've learned well, sir. The bonus, you can double your first deposit. All you have to do is enter promo code radio. And got action going right now in this game.
Oh,
you want
God.
To play the Rockets tonight, you can do that. Derby tomorrow, you can play that on there. They've got everything. And it's a really good sports weekend. We've got college football. In fact, Cash won on there last night. And they've got it all. And I love playing on my bookie because when you win, you actually get paid. And believe me, there's a lot of sites out there because I've been on them. You win, and putting your money in is part of the gamble. You don't get it back. Well, with my bookie, you do. You win, they pay. Join today. They're going to double your first deposit. Just enter promo code radio. And that's mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. Promo code radio, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Everybody is on. Shots.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz for happy hour. If you want to get in, well, you can get on the Twitch channel and join the other 419 people.
Okay, let's ask ourselves a question. This song, Jump Around, Trey, who sings this song? How far into the song can you get without missing a lyric? You're the music savant. The mic that I dropped earlier with my great line.
I only know the part where he says,
jump around.
Pack it up, pack it in. But where we begin.
No, let me begin.
Let me begin.
I came to win, battle me, that's a sin.
Yeah, that one. That's all I know.
Damn. I thought
I'm
maybe
a millennial.
You were you know a bunch of random nonsensical music. How do you not know that?
I'm confused by all this noise.
You guys mind not carrying on a conversation while we're supposed to be on air? Not asking for a lot here. I mean, if you want to participate.
Does it change your mind that she hates you?
No, I don't.
Because that seems like a that would be like if it was a close call, I'd go. Okay. Purely on look. Did Josh bail out? Was he like, I'm out of here? I'm not dealing with it. His gout flared up? Oh, okay. I know Josh has been trying to not drink. Josh and I have that in common now. Both of us are not drinking beer. I'm not drinking beer because of a because of dietary restraints. I'm on a diet. I've lost 8 pounds since Monday. I need to lose like 100 pounds. So I'm not drinking beer for a while. I don't know exactly how long. And when I say a number, it always ends up being a lie. But I am trying to drop some LBs, and Josh is dealing with a gout flare-up. And Josh and I are gout bros. We've both had gout. I've only had it once. Josh has recurring gout, but I will say it is excruciating. And I used to make fun of people who had gout because I thought they were all 100. And now I realize that you can be 39 years old and still get gout, and it's still completely debilitating.
40 years old.
I had gout when I was 39, thanks.
By like a day.
what are you trying to prove?
Nothing.
Josh is what, 34? He's got gout. You can have it as a 34-year-old. It's not an elderly disease, okay? It's not like you have to have life alert for your gout. It's a different thing. I was foolish. I was ignorant about gout, but now I'm educated. I've talked on Teladoc. I've talked to a doctor about it. He told me what I can do to avoid it. Like, hey, maybe don't eat a bunch of shellfish at once. Don't eat like 60 oysters on a half shell. That could flare up your gout. Hey, don't drink 40 beers in one night. That could flare up your gout. So I've tried to stop doing those things. We are on to shot number two of Happy Hour. Have we poured them for everybody?
Yes. Yeah. Hello. Where's Josh?
I don't know where Josh is.
He said it was coming back. He was talking like I think
Josh may have had to poop.
It was there like that before.
Is that possible?
Do I need to go check on him?
No. He's in there dropping the deuce, he'll just have to catch up later. So
go turn the light off on him, though.
That is a good – turn the light off while Josh is pooping. I did that to one person.
You've done that to me before.
I did it to Tyler. And then I thought it was funny. And now every time it happens, because I know I'm not the only person who has done that, but now every time it happens, I get blamed because I did it once and admitted. Whoever else has ever done it will never admit it. I've only done it the one time, and I owned it. Now every time someone gets the lights turned off on them when they're pooping, they blame me, and that's just not the case. So Josh will probably blame me, but that's okay. Fred, coconut vodka was your original choice. I'm not even afraid of this shot. I feel like I'm going to like it. Anyone else in here afraid of coconut vodka?
I do it on camera because the audience keeps us honest.
That's right. No lies here. I would look it up on my Twitch, but I continue to encounter an error while decoding the video.
Josh isn't in the bathroom. Maybe Jilly showed up downstairs to pick him up, and he had to go explain, hey, there's a little redheaded kid who's going to come and sit in the back of the car.
Oh, maybe.
That's quite possible. Well, he's left his headphones.
His bag is gone. Did he Irish goodbye us?
I'm going to be really upset if he did. But aren't these his headphones?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
He was talking like he was coming back.
I don't think he would do that. I don't think he would do that. But he is going to miss the see, Charles has a fan too. Crystal is a fan of yours, Charles. Oh. You want to meet her?
Hey, what's up, Crystal?
Are you a single man, Charles?
Yeah.
Is that Crystal with a K?
Yeah.
Ah.
You know Crystal with a K?
I know.
You know this Crystal with a K?
Maybe. I don't know.
She's got that pink payload.
Probably not.
She'll bring that pink
so
payload.
So does Charles.
Charles. All right. Well, we don't have Josh. We do have Charles. We have Jack. We have Dr. Intern here. We have, and of course, we have Tyler and Fred and Juggalo Trey and Nick. So we don't have Josh, but this is the coconut vodka shot. Again, no one is afraid of this.
No.
Yeah.
Except Fred. You don't like coconut, right, Fred?
I hate coconut.
Are you allergic?
So Fred got something that only he hates.
Yeah, that's why.
I've had coconut vodka.
I have also had coconut vodka.
Yeah.
I've had coconut vodka.
Blueberry vodka, also very delicious.
It's good with Red Bull.
There you go.
Pour some in there.
What?
Boom. Mixologist AJ right there.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
That's delicious. It tastes like suntan lotion.
Lovely. Like a...
It tastes like making like out tropical. With a girl at Schlitterbahn.
Like Tommy Lahren.
Yeah. It's like when you're a kid and you meet a chick at Schlitterbahn and she's got sunscreen all over her, but you're still trying to like make out on the tube ride, and you get some of that sunscreen in your mouth. That's what it tastes like.
Exactly.
That's good, man.
What did that taste like to you, Trey?
That tasted kind of... AJ described it perfectly, honestly.
Trey's done that.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Trey used to get mad bitches at Schlittermon.
It was Pirates Bay.
Pirates Bay? Where's Pirates Bay?
Do you still go to Typhoon, Texas?
Hey, brother. The real live Baytown badass. Sit down, Trey. I want to talk to you. You can't.
Yes,
Josh
can.
Isn't here. Don't take my chair. And then he left. You get on that microphone. What kind? So you were born and raised in Baytown, right?
For the most part.
Did you go to Baytown High School?
Nah, I went to Klein Oak.
Why'd you go to Klein Oak?
Because that's where my mom lived.
Okay.
My parents were divorced.
Yeah, my parents were divorced.
I know this. He's had two stepdads named Doug.
Hey,
and one
by
of them,
the way...
One of them drank his Dr. Pepper and did loud sex to his mom.
Please take it easy on my mom. She doesn't... She called me and she said, please don't do that anymore.
I love your mom.
I do, too.
Besides the fact that she called me and was like all irate with me because I was trying to make you a star.
Did she text or did she call?
No, I think she called.
Well, shout out to my mom.
Yeah, I like your mom.
But yeah...
And I'm obviously a fan of her son, which goes a long way.
Thank you. She has two sons, though.
I don't give a damn about her other son.
Yeah.
Is that your stepbrother?
No, he's my half-brother.
What's his name?
Dylan.
Sounds like a...
With a Y.
Oh, what a dope.
Dylon.
Dylon.
How old is he? He's got a Ford Ranger now.
How old is he?
He's like 15.
He's got a Ford Ranger? Are you guys boys?
Yeah, we're cool, I guess. We went to the video game museum.
What do you guys talk about and stuff?
Like, just video games, Fortnite, you know.
You play
stuff
Fortnite?
Like that. No.
But you talk to him about it?
Sometimes, you know, just, I don't know.
What do you think his habits are as far as,
I'm not gonna get into that, alright? Listen, that's not okay.
Well, I mean, he's 15.
He's 15 years old.
Your brothers. Brothers talk about
that stuff. What were your habits when you were 15?
Not much. Honestly, all I cared about was NASCAR.
Are you kidding me?
Nah, yeah, I'm joking.
I was going to say, 15 is when I discovered the lady part. And I just
didn't want to say anything around Miss Esme.
Esme's leaving now, but that's around... 15's also around the time my grades started to drop. And I just had different priorities at 15. That was a game-changing age, so... Dylan, shout out to Dylan.
Yeah, shout out to Dylan. Also, shout out to Scott Tolzien. It's his birthday today.
What does Dylan have red hair?
No, he's half Caucasian, half Hispanic.
Oh, so he's not a Canelo.
No, he's not.
No, because there are Hispanics with red hair.
Yeah, there are. It's important to note that.
Yeah, don't be racist.
Yeah, don't be racist.
So he has brown hair.
Yeah,
and brown eyes.
Yeah, he looks kind of like me though, but not really.
Who's that little kid that you went to a NASCAR race then?
That was Dylan.
He looks exactly like you.
Yeah, but he doesn't have red hair.
He did then. Did it turn brown?
Yeah. No, he never had red hair. What is this on Instagram?
When I look at Trey, I can't tell where his beard starts and his hair ends.
That's what I'm going for.
Like, it's just, I'm looking at him like, is that beard or hair?
He wants it to be like a lion's mane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. I'm trying to go for the Martin Van Buren look.
He's doing the Simba. Okay. I think we're going to call it the Simba.
Well, people seem to like it.
Ginger Simba.
Chuck wants to know if Fred did an edible.
No.
Why does everybody always accuse you of being high?
Because Fred's super chill on happy hour.
Well, yeah, but, well, I mean...
Fred, what did you think of the coconut vodka?
It wasn't as horrible as I thought it'd be, but it still sucked.
Was it better or worse than that other stuff you brought? It was
better. Yeah.
It was better.
Yeah, but it wasn't good coconut vodka. I'll just say that.
Well, listen, New Amsterdam vodka is not a great vodka brand, and we've had New Amsterdam vodka and Ivanovich vodka, both of which are terrible.
Josh is back.
Well, there's Josh stomping on in here.
Stomp.
Somebody pour Josh some coconut vodka.
We already got it. It's right there in front of him.
Where the hell did you go?
Okay, first of all, my wife just called. She goes, "Everybody thinks you're dead."
Where are you?
Yeah.
I was on the phone. My agent called.
Oh, yeah. Is this an announcement?
She said you're going to still work for free for a while. Because, she goes, I had a 45-minute conversation with this programmer, and maybe in 6 months it could become something, but right now, you're just going to have to stick with working for free for a while.
On the bright side, she gets the, I mean, I'm guessing she gets like a 5 to 10% cut of your salary, which
if
is...
If I ever get it.
Right.
If I ever get one. So, yes, that was what I was doing. So, I'm glad that everybody was so worried, and my wife's like, where are you? Did you have an episode or something? An episode of what?
A gout episode. We thought maybe you were lying down. Going, oh! Like, you know that Peter Griffin?
Yeah.
Except you were holding your foot.
Is this stuff any good or no?
It's not good, but it's not awful.
It's the best shot we've had. I mean, it's not a...
What if we put some, not, like, pineapples in it or something?
It would be delicious.
I got pineapple.
We shouldn't include it in the power rankings, no.
I said that it would... I said it tastes like making out with a girl at Schlitterbahn when you're 13.
Also, it tastes like sunscreen.
Yes.
See, isn't it? It's weird. I've never tried sunscreen, but I assume it tastes like a pina colada.
Well, try it. That's what it tastes like.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Here we go. All right, good. We're still 3-2 in that one. Okay.
Yeah, we're still fine.
Oh, I mean, like, I wouldn't do it all the time.
Right.
But, yeah, like, that look I make is just the look you do after every shot.
Yeah.
Like,
that. The hard dudes will take a shot and just look at you dead in the eye like it's nothing.
And just, like, flip the glass over like, all right, what's next, brother?
Or slam it down another round. All right, I got to tell you guys about
like
Carbot.
Like Bad Santa, you want another granddad? Yeah, bring another granddad.
I had some old granddad last week at Riel.
You had a good time.
Oh, great restaurant. I don't get money to talk about Riel. I don't get anything.
You give them money to
I
talk
gave them a good amount of money to enjoy my evening there. But I'm telling you now, it was one of the three best meals I've had since I've lived in Houston, which has been over 10 years now.
Chuck E. Cheese being one.
No, what did Chuck E. Cheese turn into?
Charles Entertainment Cheese?
No, when they were trying to sell pizza during coronavirus when it was no...
Oh, yeah, I don't remember. Yeah.
Something Pete, right?
Oh, God.
Pistol Pete's?
No, it's not Pistol Pete. That's horrible pizza.
That's Pizza Pete?
Knockoff. Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't know what it was. But,
Pasquale.
Chuck E. Cheese. Pasquale Pete.
Pizza and wings.
Yeah. Pasquale's Pizza and Wings, number one. No, I don't know what the, I don't know. I don't have a top five, but I know that Riel was in it. I know that Killen's STQ over there has done a couple meals in that. But Riel, the first time I went, and you get bone marrow, and I love bone marrow. And once
so you're like a dog.
I am like a dog. My dog also loved the bones left from the bone marrow.
Yeah.
And every time she eats the bone, she throws up, and I'm like, she knows she's gonna throw up, and she doesn't care. She's like a person drinking liquor. She knows eventually she's going to throw up, but she doesn't care. She's like Nick on the weekends. but once you finish the bone marrow, you take this giant, like, hollowed out bone and they pour some old granddad into it. And you drink the old granddad through the bone.
I think I'd like to have that.
It was delicious. I mean, well, as delicious as old granddad gets.
That place, Nancy's Hustle, probably the two best places I've ever been in the city.
I probably would put Riel
one.
It's up there for me, certainly. And
you guys haven't been to the Pearland Texas Roadhouse?
I haven't been to that. I've been to the Tomball Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, well, that's not the same.
No.
Pearland is strong.
Pearland is on a different level, okay?
Pearland's very far for me. But I do drive to Pearland to eat sometimes. I've driven for Killen's Barbecue and Killen's Burgers and Killen's Steakhouse. I don't think I've ever been to Pearland and eaten anything other than Killen's
also
foods.
Has Tex-Mex down there, too.
I haven't been there, though.
You also got to go check out our friends at Backfish.
No, I want to try it. I've never been there either.
The Backfish is down there?
Yep.
I don't want to interrupt, but like, are we like going into a break?
We're going into a break.
AJ was doing a read. I was doing a read.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I just wasn't sure. I didn't know if we had come back from break. I joined in the middle.
Here's the deal. Josh and Fred and I will all be at Carbach on Thursday of next week, and we're going to be celebrating. We're going to be celebrating the fact that the Astros play at 2 o'clock. So if you don't want to listen to the Astros broadcast and you want to hear Josh instead...
I will do play-by-play of it.
No, that's against the rules.
Only during breaks and only via a megaphone at Carbach.
Okay.
For a live audience.
He will do that.
As Milo.
as Corpse Milo?
Yep.
Also, Fred's going to poop.
Oh!
Fred's.
That
was
bring
really crazy.
Bring the mic.
Fred walked out and Jack walked in, and it was like watching a younger version of Fred walk in.
I mean, it's like Fred just Benjamin Button.
But Fred and Josh and I will be there. Fred will, Josh will do his show 2 to 4. Our show will be on 4 to 7 at Carbach, and then right after our show, guess what's happening?
Hold on. Get the hell out of his chair.
He's Who trying to be Fred.
Who are you? Get out of here. That's Fred's chair.
Honestly, Jack.
Fred.
Also,
it's Fred.
I think it's funny that Jack finds it to be a compliment that you say he looks like Fred.
Look at my hockey hat and my boobs. I'm Fred, obviously. Oh, no. He doesn't have a skullet, though. He does not have a skullet.
Grow your hair out, coward.
But your hair is hair for quitters.
Thursday night football at Carbach. We'll be watching that. So you want to hang out at Carbach with us, that's the place to do it. We're also going to be unveiling the beer that Eric and I brewed together.
Brewed a beer?
I did. Pre-COVID, we brewed a beer.
He does this every year.
The first taste of it will be available on Thursday. No one in the world has had this beer.
I want it.
You will get it.
I want it.
You
bad.
Will get it. I don't know.
And you know, but the thing is, I got the gout, but you know what? I'm gonna soldier
You're gonna
on.
Fight through. Yeah. You're gonna fight through. You're gonna take.
I'm a man.
Some Klonopin or whatever it is.
Whatever the hell it is. Fred's back.
Just ride through.
Get out of Fred's seat. Who are you?
Either way, get to Carbach next Thursday. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And when you're out and about picking up some for the weekend, make sure you grab some Carbach.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
If I plant his neckbeard hair, will another tray grow?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Tyler needs to shotgun some beers, it says.
Where are the
beers?
Yep.
There's a warm Carbocktoberfest in my office.
Yes, there is, brother.
Underneath the table where my...
Ask yourself, what would the Baytown badass
Tyler,
do?
Chuck this Paloma.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, by the way, Ranch Water...
You like it?
Ranch Rider Spirits, who... who cares? Just chug it on the show. Like, get on... Yeah. They don't care. Ranch Rider Spirits gave some love to Josh today. You had their guy on, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I heard that.
And
they make
sounds like a very
treats.
Cool. The one you were talking about that I wanted to try is gone. So
yeah, well, I think you could buy them just in 6-pack, and they're actually really, really
Ooh,
good.
It is good. The ranch water is good. So tequila soda lime is something I drink regularly, particularly when I'm dieting.
But they're doing it for you.
It's already mixed. Yeah,
I love it. Hey, can I say something nice about Trey and by extension, AJ?
Yes.
Had a friend of mine today that I went to high school with sent me a message on Facebook, which I never check my Facebook messages, so you guys are usually wasting your time, but I just happened to look. And he wanted to know what the link to Trey's podcast was because his daughter is also on the spectrum and heard Trey talking about it, and now they're big fans because Trey was willing to talk about it on air.
Could be a love
connection.
What
does that have to do with me?
Because you're the one who asked. You got in trouble with his mom for talking about it.
Oh, that's true.
And so now we can tell her, you know what? That's actually inspired.
I like
people.
How it was a big secret that Trey is on the spectrum.
It's not a big secret. Y'all can just look at me and be like, oh, yep, he's on the spectrum.
I just thought he was real knowledgeable.
I didn't know when I first looked at you. I knew once I had a conversation with you for more than 30 seconds, I knew.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love you for who you are, Trey. I'm always a big supporter of yours.
I offered you my home and my wife. You declined it, so I like you less now.
I'll come chill with you. I don't know if I'll get with your wife, but I'll come chill with you.
At least he's now considering it from what that sounds like.
I'm guessing.
That sounds like there's a chance, right?
The great thing is...
No, see, that's the thing, is that Trey is younger, so he needs to let Jilly woo him like a Mrs. Robinson kind of thing.
Here's the weird thing. Jilly called and said, Josh, where are you? Everyone's worried. So she was obviously listening, yet she didn't say, hey, don't tell Trey he's allowed to bang me.
That she did not say that.
I'm against that. So basically that sounds like she's down.
Listen, Miss Jilly, I don't wanna wreck anybody's home.
Josh gave you permission. There's no wrecking. What's permission
screen?
Wrecking.
This is like we're going full on Bubba the Love Sponge here.
Have you ever heard of the song Whoomp, There It Is?
Yeah, by, I don't know who it's by.
Who is it by?
Tag Team,
that's right.
Ooh, good job.
That's right.
That's a good pull.
I thought it was Quad City DJs.
No, it is Tag Team.
No,
because
Quad City DJs,
they
were riding the train.
Yeah.
That's right. And both are apropos.
And Space Jam.
Both are apropos here.
Are y'all going to watch Space Jam 2?
No. You're getting away from Tag Team. Who's your favorite tag team from pro wrestling?
I'm going to say Harlem Heat because work here.
Good call. Josh?
I will also say Harlem Heat because they work here.
I'll say Trey and Josh.
Listen,
versus
I'm not...
Jilly.
I'm not... I don't...
That's inappropriate.
That's a handicap match.
Now what you've done is you've taken it too far.
Miss Laura is not going to appreciate the segment. We're going to get the letters again. Remember the last time?
I've got bad news, guys. The happy hour's over. That means Rockets-Lakers talk. Rockets-Lakers talk. The Astros won
the
yesterday.
The Twins numbers tumble.
You know what, Nick? You and Tyler are welcome to stay here and keep drinking.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And talk about the Lakers
but
and
we
the
just
Rockets.
Have, we just have to do some. We have to do a real show now.
Yeah, or at least pretend to.
Which, that's exciting.
You know, I wish happy hour was at 6 o'clock because it's a lot more fun to just...
No, I like... Because we've got everybody here at 4.
I know, but then it's like coming out of hyperspace to do a real show when we've been having fun for an hour.
I gotta ask, though. Am I invited next week?
Well, we'll see, Trey. We'll see. It depends on if you try to get me fired again this next week.
I don't plan to... I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
Oh, no. All right. We'll be back. Hour number 2 of the Blitz on the other side.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.